Paul said within the Corinthian church, I'm of Paulus, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Paul. Was Paul crucified for you? No, he was unifying the true body of Christ. This is not the true body of Christ.
And
we're supposed to separate. Romans 16:17. I just read it to this young man. You know what it says? Mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them.
This isn't a cult.
This is leaving sound doctrine. This is not biblical Christianity.
This is not a cult.
My website proves it. Don'tperish.com. I got a teaching and article against this place, and I got thousands of articles that show you why Christmas is wrong, why Easter is wrong, why the evangelical system is wrong. You can't dress your temple the way you want. You can't live in the culture the way you want. You can't worship the way you want. You're a slave to Christ if he died for you and shed his blood.
Oh, of course.
But you're doing it your own way. One guy just came in and said to me this. He said, well, I believe that I can add music and dance, have dance parties, and then introduce the gospel. You know what I told him? You're practicing witchcraft. And he laughed at me. Do you know what witchcraft is?
I understand completely.
What's witchcraft?
It's the celebration of the spirits, the right. Demonic spirits.
That's the most extreme. Do you know what biblical witchcraft can be? In 1 Samuel 15, you know what it says? It says, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. When you rebel and you tell God, I'm adding Christmas that God never ordained. I'm adding Easter that God never ordained. I'm adding music to dance party and the gospel that God never ordained. That's witchcraft. This is witchcraft. God never ordained this.
Okay.
This is adding to his worship. And do you remember the guys in the Old Testament that got burned up because they did what? They offered... Have you studied the scriptures?
Yeah.
Strange fire.
Are we trying to talk about...
They offered strange fire. And
okay.
They got burned up,
yeah,
because they did it their way.
Yeah.
Don't do it your way. Do it God's way.
Okay.
So this is not God's way.
What's up with the microphone? Is that God's way?
Do they use microphones in there?
Yeah, they're using one.
There you go, so I'm using one.
Okay, so then why are you engaging with the pagan culture?
Because there's nothing ungodly about a microphone for God's purpose, but it would not be ungodly if I was uniting with demonology with it.
Okay,
my
but
van,
they're not. Like,
my,
not
yes,
every,
they are.
I'll contend that
they are united to it.
I'll concede that, like, not everybody in there is going to be a Christian. Not everybody's going to have the true gospel. But
none of them do that I see, because they're founded on the false gospel of faith alone, grace alone. I've seen a couple people come out, and you know the ones that came out and disagreed with the gospel? Like this young man who repented and said, I'm not going in there because they teach a false gospel. He won't go in there again. Yeah, those are the people that come out. Those are the sheep of God. You go and unite to it, you agree with the false gospel.
I'm not going in there to unite or get the false gospel.
You're with them. You unite to them. The Bible says, mark them and avoid them. You're going in with them.
No.
It's all a heart issue.
No.
It's all a heart issue. If your heart was really for God and holiness, we wouldn't be arguing about defending sin. You'd be saying, wow, man, I want holiness. I want righteousness. I want to obey. You're arguing and defending sin. Can't help you.
Okay. And how do you not know I'm going in there to spread the message that you're spreading out here?
Because I can tell you don't live it, because you don't even believe that the gospel is losing your life, coming out of the culture, coming out of churchianity. You've just been sitting here defending it. So that's kind of disingenuous to say you're going to go in there and call it out when you're just defending it. And we
but
don't,
you're defending your position.
We don't go inside. We don't go inside. If your friend was in quicksand, drowning, would you jump in to save him? You'd both go under.
No.
You know what you do? You throw him a rope and pull
exactly.
him out. By going in there, you're not helping them. You look and act and are just like them. You're not helping them. You're going to stand outside. Look at, why am I talking to you right now? Hint. I'm standing outside. I've talked to hundreds of people in those last 2 days because I'm standing outside. I travel and do this full time. I know what God calls us to do biblically. We don't unite to this. If you're of God, if you're a goat, which is a false convert that still wants to keep sin, this is for you. But if you're a sheep of God that repents and comes out, you can't enter in there.
Sir, I promise you, I received the gospel from God himself, from Jesus himself. 2 years ago, I was laying on the ground. I was in a pit of depression and anxiety, and God literally picked me off the ground. My feet came off the ground. He wrapped his arms around me. He said, Keith, I love you. I've always loved you, and I will never
you
stop
loving
you.
You met God personally?
Yes. I heard
like
his
Paul?
Name. Yes.
I'd be careful. That could be a demon.
And it continuously led
it
me to the gospel.
It could be a demon. Because see, here's the thing.
Led me to the truth.
It could be a demon because here's the thing. If the Spirit of God comes in you, it conforms you to the Word. In Acts 5,
it
says...
Oh, I tested it. I said, how do I know this is actually God? How do I know
Acts 5, it says he gives the Spirit to those who obey. You're not obeying God today. After all those 2 years, you're not obeying God yet. So I know that's not the Spirit of God. Be careful of that. There's a lot of demonic activity going around. Those type of meetings that Paul had don't happen anymore.
I promise you, you are still a sinner saved by grace, and you sin.
I can choose sin, but I don't live in sin.
I don't choose sin either.
Okay, I don't live in sin. Evangelicalism lives in sin. And we're saved by grace through faith that produces holiness and works of obedience. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus said, be ye perfect. Jesus said twice in John 5 and in John 8 to go and sin no more. Everybody's, once again, another man defending sin.
Let me ask you this.
Another man defending sin. I'm waiting for somebody to defend holiness, righteousness, obedience.
Are you a fallible human being or are you an infallible human being?
Oh my, that's such a ridiculous question. Of course.
You're a fallible human being.
Yes.
Okay, so would you concede that you could possibly get your theology wrong?
Everyone can be wrong. What's the truth? Go to the scriptures.
How do I know you're exactly
right? Test me to the word of God. Hebrews 10:26. You can't willfully sin or there'll be no sacrifice. You just stood here defending sin and you think you're of God. I love you. I hope to hear from you. Repent. Seek the kingdom.